Hey everyone, welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the podcast where we take the nerd in nerd level very seriously. I'm Alex, your resident code wrangler and explainer in chief.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're secretly Googling while Alex drops acronyms like confetti. Today, we're diving into an AI developer update that's hotter than a GPU during a model training marathon.
That's right. We're talking about AI agents in Go and how Microsoft has just crashed Google's Go party. If you're a Go developer, this is your episode. If you're not a Go developer, well, maybe you'll become one by the end.
Okay, Alex, let's set the stage. Why is everyone suddenly talking about Go and AI agents? Didn't Python have this on lockdown?
Great question. Python's been the go-to, pun fully intended, for AI work, especially with OpenAI and Anthropic. But here's the twist. Cloud infrastructure, like Kubernetes, Docker, Terraform, all the stuff that keeps your apps alive at 3 a.m., that's all written in Go.
So, you're saying the stuff that's running the world's servers is basically powered by Go, but the brains, the AI agents, were stuck elsewhere?
Exactly. Until recently, if you wanted to build AI agents that actually lived inside your Go-powered infrastructure, you either had to bolt on a Python runtime or use some community-made workaround. Not exactly enterprise chic.
Which brings us to today's news. Microsoft is finally giving Go some official love with their Agent Framework public preview, right?
Bingo. On July 10th, Microsoft released their Agent Framework for Go into public preview, joining Google, who actually got there first with their Agent Development Kit for Go last November.
Wait, so Google's already been living the Go agent life for, what, 8 months?
Yeah, Google's been iterating for a bit, and their ADK for Go is now on version 2.0. They've added fancy stuff like graph-based workflows, human-in-the-loop, dynamic orchestration. It's basically the Swiss Army knife for Go agent builders.
I feel like there's a cloud turf war brewing. Microsoft and Google are all in on Go, but OpenAI and Anthropic are still strictly Python and TypeScript. Why the split?
It's all about their customers. OpenAI and Anthropic want to make it as easy as humanly possible for data scientists and app devs to prototype with their models. So they stick with Python and TypeScript, the languages everyone in that space already uses.
But Microsoft and Google are thinking about the back-end folks, the platform teams who actually run this stuff for real?
Nailed it. For those teams, Go is home base. And when you can deploy AI agents as a single static binary, no need for virtual env, weird dependency chains, or Python sidecars, it's a huge operational win.
Okay, but let's say I'm a Go developer. What do these frameworks actually give me? Is it just AI inside Go, or is there more to it?
Oh, there's a lot more. With Microsoft's Agent Framework for Go, you get tools, multi-agent workflows, context providers, middleware, automatic tool calling, the works. You even get OpenTelemetry tracing baked in, so you can see exactly what your agents are up to. No more flying blind.
Tracing is like the Find My iPhone for rogue AI agents, right?
Pretty much. And if your agent starts hallucinating, you'll know exactly where it took a wrong turn.
Love it. But Microsoft's Go SDK is still in preview. Does that mean it's missing stuff compared to, say, their .NET version?
Yep, Microsoft is upfront about that. The .NET SDK is a little ahead in terms of integrations and features. The Go version is catching up, but it's not quite ready for mission-critical workloads yet. APIs might still change as they get feedback.
What about Google's ADK for Go? Is it more mature?
Definitely. Google's been at this longer, and their Go SDK has more features, especially around multi-agent orchestration and workflow management. If you need something production-ready today, Google's probably your best bet, at least for Go.
And if I really, really want to use OpenAI or Anthropic models, but I'm a diehard Go dev?
Good news. Both Microsoft and Google's frameworks let you call OpenAI and Anthropic models from Go. So you're not locked out. You just won't be using the official SDKs from those model labs. You get the same models, just through a different door.
So to sum it up, Google and Microsoft are all about Go for AI agents, and you can plug in whatever fancy models you want. But if you're in love with OpenAI's or Anthropic's SDKs, you're still living the Python and TypeScript life.
That's the landscape in a nutshell. For Go teams, the big win is you can now build agents in your primary language, keep observability and deployment consistent, and not feel like the odd one out at the SDK party.
Real talk, Alex, how long before someone tries to run an AI agent inside Kubernetes that's orchestrating other AI agents all in Go?
That's probably happening right now. Somewhere, a DevOps engineer is living their best recursive nightmare.
It's agents all the way down. Okay, before we go, quick lightning round. Microsoft Agent Framework for Go, production ready?
Not yet. Public preview. APIs may change, but promising.
Google ADK for Go, who should use it?
Go teams needing mature, production-ready agent workflows. It's the safer bet today.
OpenAI or Anthropics?
Nope, Python and TypeScript only, at least for now.
Can you use their models from Go, though?
Yes, via Microsoft or Google's agent frameworks.
Beautiful. Anything else Go devs should watch for?
Just keep an eye on the feature gap. Google's ahead for now, but Microsoft's moving fast. And always check the repos for the latest updates. This space changes faster than my Wi-Fi at a tech conference.
And that's fast, folks.
All right, that's our show for today. Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. If you enjoyed geeking out with us, don't forget to subscribe and tell your friends, especially the Go fanatics in your life.
Got questions, hot takes, or want to share your own AI agent horror stories? Hit us up on social or drop a review. We love hearing from fellow nerds.
Until next time, keep your agents context aware, your binaries small, and your stack trace short.
See ya, nerds.